AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. Central Command says it's carrying out yet another round of strikes on Iran, the 13th night in a row. President Trump saying this afternoon,
"They need more of the same. They're not ready yet. They got some evil intentions."
It comes as Yemen's Houthi rebels said they attacked two Saudi oil tankers in the Red Sea. With the Strait of Hormuz closed, Saudi Arabia has been diverting oil exports away from the Persian Gulf to a port on the Red Sea via an overland pipeline. And Seth Soutel reports that's all prompted a spike in oil prices.
Brent crude jumped as high as $102 a barrel, its highest level since May. That's up from as little as $72 a barrel early this month. The higher oil prices threatened to make inflation worse. That sent Treasury yields higher in the bond market.
Ukraine's fired defense ministers rejected President Volodymyr Zelensky's offer to rejoin the government as deputy prime minister for military innovation. Mikhailo Fedorov insists on returning as defense minister to complete his reforms. President Trump's going ahead with new double-digit tariffs on 60 U.S. trading partners. He says they've inadequately enforced bans on goods produced by forced labor. His current 10% levies expire tomorrow. And Lisa Dwyer has a sentencing.
The Minnesota man who killed Democratic state lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark has been sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Vance Belter went to Hortman's home wearing a tactical uniform and mask about 3:30 in the morning on June 14, 2025. He rang the doorbell while shouting he was a police officer doing a welfare check. Belter shot and killed Melissa and Mark and also a family dog. Belter was sentenced to two life terms plus 40 years after earlier pleading guilty to avoid the death penalty. Survivors of the attack spoke of enduring trauma, but say Belter failed to eliminate Melissa Hortman's spirit and legacy. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Congo's Ebola outbreaks claimed more than 1,000 lives, and global health officials say resources are short.
We still have a big gap.
Marie-Roseline Belozer at the World Health Organization Africa says there's a huge gap in the funding needed to end the Ebola outbreak.
So far, a WHO only required of 115 million, and we only receive 49 million that has been mobilized.
Belozer adds, some of the major challenges aside from the funding, the ongoing conflict in the region, misinformation and community distrust of healthcare workers.
The misinformation, unfortunately, have higher speed, you know, than the real information.
The WHO says the true scale of the outbreak could be 2 to 4 times larger than official figures currently indicate. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.